Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Jess, did you hear the new news with the township?
Oh, God.
No, I can't. What? They don't want me to do this exact serious radio show. Because they think that I'm making money off it. Well, this is pre-recorded, just like the last 30 that we did. So basically, it's like putting a fucking tape recorder in the kitchen and us talking. And they're saying that I can't do that. I'm living in communism.
It's like a podcast. Yeah. They can't say you can't podcast.
Yeah, it's like saying if a radio station goes to a concert, then they're operating a business from that concert.
Right.
They can't do it.
What the fuck do they care so goddamn much? And they're complaining about my computer. They're saying that I can't have a computer up there because I'm editing a movie. So what? Like, dude, people do business from work all day long.
They're fucking 80 years old, bored, and have nothing to do.
And Hitler across the street, if she cares so goddamn much, why doesn't she just fucking move? Because, you know what? I'm telling you right now, I'm not leaving. I've already invested too much shit into this house. I have security all over the fucking place. It costs $30,000. Do you think that once I move and I sell this house, that somebody who moves in here, they're not going to care about the security like how I do?
Imagine if you woke up and you had zero to do and no one to talk
to. Yes, Hitler across the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Her husband just left her, so she's going to wake up one day right when she's about to die and realize I had the most miserable life in the world.
Yep.
Why live life being so miserable? There's too many good things to be happy about.
The only thing to do is either watch soap operas or fuck with you, and she picked fuck with you.
If they claim that I can't film on my property, then I'm just going to not film and throw a fucking party every single day. I might move to a log cabin for a little while, but I'll tell all you guys, yo, throw a fucking rager all day long. Just don't take pictures and don't film. Yep. But I'm telling you right now, live it the fuck up. Start every four-wheeler, blast music, and fucking party. Yeah. Just don't film it. I will make their life way more of a living hell than they could possibly dream of, because I'm not leaving, and I have enough money to go buy another house. I pay for this fucking house in cash, so I don't give two shits. Dude, I'll give this house to all the Hessians and have them fucking rage all day long.
So if I bring my girls here and I want to take a picture of them next to your cats, then I can't do that.
Oh, well the neighbors across the street can, but being people want to see what I'm up to,
yeah,
then somehow I make money off of it, so I can't do it. But there's just a wedding over there and they filmed the shit out of it, but nobody's gonna go buy their fucking DVD. They don't give a shit.
Well, what about the what about that protest on the 7th to let you do what you want here?
Yeah, it's going down. So, and then I'm having a Ming Hags premiere afterwards. I'm having one showing at 5 and then another one at 7:30.
Nice.
So it'll be cool, and it gives everybody a reason to come down and check it out. So hopefully give Fairman's a call and get a ticket now, because they might be sold out already.
Where the hell's that at, by the way?
It's across the street from Fairman's, like a block down. It's at the Chester County Historical Museum. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the courthouse?
The courthouse is a block up. It's like the center of town. You can't miss it.
And it only holds like 300 or 400, right? So that shit's going to be crazy.
The courthouse holds 300 or 400?
No, this place that he's doing.
No, no, it holds 250. That's why I'm having two showings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
fucking courthouse.
So you're not, it's not a completed movie, it's a sneak peek?
It's a sneak peek, yeah.
What else do you have?
I knew, Your Honor.
I have titling, but it's not the proper kind of titling that I want. Basically, the movie's full-blown done. It's 99% done, and I'm going to show it. So, you know, and the movie probably won't be out till like, October. So, if you get to see this film, then it's a pretty special thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of special things going on. Shipper, what's been going on with you?
Well, first of all, he just got over his DUI, but I never told this story.
He got over it? What, mentally?
Yeah, he finally got over it. But this is the best thing ever, because he had to go to the judge to do his DUI shit, and I said I would pay for all his DUI and everything if he just said, fuck you, Your Honor. I plead, fuck you, Your Honor.
Dude, you were getting so much trouble.
I know.
Be a year in jail.
Dude, I can't wait to go to court, man, because I have so many people by my side, and it's just every little thing. Like, How come Tony Hawk gets to practice on his big fat ramp and they want me to take mine down? There's no way. That's how I make money, is doing demos with Tony Hawk, and I can't go to the skate park.
I think it's because Tony Hawk wasn't in Jackass.
Yeah. And you would think...
And he doesn't live in horse country with Hitler across the street.
Buying 14 fucking acres, you could do whatever the hell you
right.
want, but not...
Right. I bought
here.
14 acres in this fucking place, and they don't want me to do anything.
And you know what? At least you know it's not just you, because M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong just fucking tried to get a movie shot down the street, and they said fuck off to
him. And, really? Dude, they look like such assholes in the fucking paper. They look like dipshits.
I know.
It's just more money for the township than they could have spent. And like, they probably barely have enough money to fix the railing down the street.
I know. That dude would have paid a fucking $1 million location fee.
The only reason why they said no is because that means that then I would
you
be able to do what
to.
I want.
Exactly. So,
but he's doing a nice drama thriller, and I'm doing a comedy. We don't want comedies here. We want drama thrillers.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what? I've had people say to me, it's like, oh, you know, the stuff that Bam's filming is really cool because you can see it on TV and relate to it because they're from the area. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's so cool.
They
like,
love it.
Yeah.
And everybody, dude, people come from all over the place to come check out Westchester and check everything out. Like, is all it does to this place is good.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hitler across the street's complaining about the fucking trash on the side of the road. I'm like, lady, you're worrying about trash on the side of the road? I have fuckers hopping my fence, spray painting on the fence, you know, like knocking on my door in the middle of the night, and you're talking about fucking trash? And she was too busy talking about the trash that she wasn't even listening to what I had to say. It's like, there's no compromising with Hitler.
Dude, all those MTV episodes, Home Depot fucking loves the shit out of MTV. They could
Home
build a
Depot.
Dude, they went down to Home Depot and bought so much lumber so many fucking times. I filled up the truck so many times with lumber. Like, just in lumber alone, like, you paid for it.
I swear to God, there's probably five people in Poughkeepsie that really hate me, and they're, like, taking a stand about it. Everybody else is, like, thumbs up. They're like, I drive down Westchester, and everybody's like, read the paper, dude. I'm on your fucking side. Yeah. Even, like, ladies that are 50 years old, I see them at the supermarket. They're like, yeah, I read the paper. I'm on your side.
I ran into one of your cool neighbors the other day. I forget his name, but
don't say his name because
I won't
because the township has been like telling him all kinds of spooky ass shit about me. Oh man, you could tell that I'm getting favored out just because I'm me.
Yeah,
and shit's going down on the Tuesday, dude. I can't wait. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Tuesday, tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes. Since it is Monday today.
Yeah, but it's pre-recorded show.
Well, I'm playing into the pre-recordedness of it. That's what you do. I'm a professional. Thanks for fucking it up.
Well, let's listen to this. let's listen to this hymn track. It's called "Prelude to Tragedy."
Fuck you, Your Honor.
Radio
Fuck
Bam, Sirius 28 faction.
I just got back from L.A., and I got so sick. I don't know if it was the flu or what, but I had to go do Family Guy voiceovers. They were like, all right, now laugh so we could edit you in. So I'm like, ah, like, and my back cramped up. I barf. I catch the barf on my hand. Some shoots out under the mic. Then I run outside, and I barf into the water fountain, and then I make it to the bathroom and then start barfing bile.
Oh.
It was horrible, man. Oh, they're like, you all right? I'm like, no, I'm not all right.
No, we just wanted you to laugh, not fucking puke.
So I was there for an hour and got $815.
Oh, damn.
That's it? That's all Family Guy pays, dude? That's
dude, it's almost like actors are like dying to do it, and they're willing to do it for free, but I don't
watch... How much does The Simpsons pay for guest characters?
Probably more than that, but, you know, I was in town, and they were like, do you want to do a voiceover? I was like, yeah, sure. I thought I was doing it for free, but they gave me that.
Now I like Family Guy. That's a funny show.
How many 30-packs that is? That's a fucking lot. That's a lot.
Especially
of
a Busch beer.
Yeah. Hey, you guys know why your shit's tapered?
What?
You know why your shit is tapered?
No. When is it tapered? Does that mean it's
tapered,
like tailored?
At the end, it's tapered.
Hemmed?
So your asshole doesn't slam shut.
What?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
I got
it's just a fucking joke.
I got it.
What's going on with the lights?
You mean your shit's tapered at the end so your
asshole
doesn't
slam
shut.
Yo, did you ever see that movie Wonderland?
Yeah, with
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, about John Holmes.
Yeah, the guy who did that is doing Dream Cellar.
No shit.
He's directing it, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I went out to L.A., and I had such a bad attitude about L.A. I'm like, fuck L.A., this shithole piece of shit. I was like, fuck these meetings, fuck all this. I just went in, like, not caring at all, and everything got bought.
That's how you make it happen, dude.
Yeah.
That's when fucking I went out there.
Seriously.
I came out with a bad East Coast attitude, and we got everything we wanted.
Yeah. If you go in there like, oh, I'll do anything to get this thing, anything you say, it's just like, this dude, man, he needs some lessons, you know?
If you go in there like
Yeah, I was like,
sink what?
Yeah, we called Warner Brothers, and I was like, dude, this is the fucking fifth time I've been out here for this meeting about Adrenalist. Are we going to do it or what? Because I'm guaranteeing I'm going to make it awesome, and I'm sick of fucking flying out here for these half-ass meetings. Now, are we going to get it done or what? And they're like, all right, let's do it. I'm like, all right, so we have the official green light. He's like, yes. I'm like, all right, we're filming it in Pittsburgh then.
Right, man. You take why a meeting Pittsburgh? Like a real person. You got to talk to them like regular people. They get it.
Because I like the way Pittsburgh looks for movies. Or we could get Warner Brothers to come out and try to film in Bacopsin.
Oh, yeah.
They're such assholes. They don't want free money.
They'll wake them up. They'll welcome them with open
morons.
Arms.
Canada. You shoot in Vancouver, dude. I'll come out. Yeah. Smoke up over there.
Oh, actually, nice. Vancouver's where they're filming Lost Boys 2, and they wanted me to be a vampire in it.
Really?
You should have done it, dude.
No, I read the script. It was fucking horrible.
Oh, it's going to be a bad sequel.
Yeah, dude. Vampires are putting on helmets to go skating and stuff. I'm like, vampires don't wear helmets, man. Fuck this.
I saw Grind. That movie sucked.
That's why I'm not doing Hollywood shit. I'm just going to do things on my own and make it good.
Mm-hmm. Ming Hag's premiere Tuesday the 7th in Westchester. Also a court rally for Bam to do what he wants on his property here in his own township.
Yeah, and also I wanted to mention the Viva La Band's tour, which starts on September 20th or something.
24th.
Yeah, which is September 24th, which is Veins Jenna, CKY, Guar, Cradle Filth. So,
yeah, dude.
It's going to rock and roll.
Dude, I don't know if you remember, because we were loaded, but you played me like half of Ming Hag's, and it was fucking great, man.
Yeah, well, wait till Tuesday. It's done now.
Yo, to get tickets, what do you have to do? Call 1-888-FAIRMAN?
No. Wait.
Don't call the 800-FAIRMAN.
Yeah, 1-800-FAIRMAN is a gay porn line. It really is.
It's just like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You want some hot dicks or something like that?
Yeah, when I fly home from L.A., I see the pool guys, and they're filling up the pool because it was low. And then I come out 3 hours later. There is a waterfall flowing down the hill. I'm like, I call Ape. I'm just like, Ape, is there supposed to be a waterfall flowing down from the pool? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like it's coming out of the pool. And she's like there's water coming out of the pool. I'm like a waterfall.
Yeah, Ape.
She's like, is the hose knob still up? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, my God, shut it off. Yeah. I'm like, these pool dudes just turn on the thing and just go home and go to bed.
Ape said you call up and you're like, there's a waterfall going down the hill. Is that good?
Because I didn't know if they were, like, cleaning out the pool and letting it flow down the hill or something.
Is that good?
I come home from L.A. and that's the thanks I get.
It must have been really, really bad for Bam to get up, call Ape, and then go outside and turn the hose off. Like, that's a lot of effort on his part.
Yo, shit, Bert, when I went to the Poison show in Atlantic City, and there's this girl in the front row. She must have been like 28, and she had her like fat friend with her, and they're like holding their ears in the third row, just like complaining. And then when they would go up and do the guitar solo, she'd like go like this, you know?
Oh man,
what the?
I got so pissed off.
Rock concert.
I went out into the crowd and delivered a note that says, you should just kill yourself because you're a cranky little bitch. And then I looked at her, and then all these fans came up and started taking photos. So I'm 10 feet away from her, just taking photos all happy and smiley after I just gave her that letter.
Why did she go? I wonder why she went there.
Like, that's what I didn't understand. Like, if you're going to sit there and hold your ears and look at the fucking band and whine about it, then get up and fucking leave.
Yeah,
don't stay for the whole concert and whine.
It's like going to a fucking biker rally, and it's like, ah, these bikes are too loud. Like, what the fuck are you doing here, then?
Then go to the library, you fat bitch.
Yeah. Go back to White Castle.
and then I went to Raekyon's. Raekyon had a little party, and
I wouldn't call it a party.
I don't want to talk about that, but I was, you know, that asshole Jordan.
Yeah,
he was telling me that, or they were telling me that Jordan's on tour with a fake Bam, and people are believing it.
Rad.
Oh man. Yeah.
This asshole Jordan.
Don't know.
And then Rake Jan's girlfriend knows her, and she comes up, dude. She is dumber than a box of rocks.
Oh, dude.
I'm telling you. She comes up, and she's like, the first thing she says to me is, the newspaper article just came out. She goes, you looked fat in the newspaper article, but you don't look fat now. I'm like, dang. And then we're talking about the fake Bam, and she's like, yeah, but I could tell that it wasn't you because he had zits. It's like, well, I get zits. I just happen to not have any now. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that then, one and then, that never goes away.
And then Scott Pepple comes up with a six pack of soda. And Rake just makes a joke. He's like, hey, babe, look who just brought a six pack of Coke. And then he starts laughing. She's like, how does Coke come in six packs? He's like, you know, like soda, like Coca-Cola. She's like, huh? He's like, like Pepsi. And she's like, oh, I get it.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you. I love you too, baby. I was like, oh, man, dude.
But he's imitating her voice perfectly.
And I hated, and Zach kept trying to fucking talk to me, and I hated his ass so much. And the more he came up
Zach?
To me.
Zach? From Ming Hags?
No, I like him, the other Zach. And I just go, dude, get the fuck away from me and stop following me.
I think I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, he is an asshole, dude. Yeah.
Oh, I know
he's the one who came to the wedding uninvited with a guest.
Yeah.
How did he get in uninvited?
I don't even want to talk about it, but anyway, he got
in.
And now, Rake's girlfriend is friends with Zach. She's like, will you please just make up with Zach? I'm like, there's no fucking way that I'm making up with Zach. If he died, I'd throw a party. And then she goes, well, can I just have a hug then? And I was like, okay. And then I just go up and like tap her back. It was so awkward, dude.
So you don't need to read and write to suck a dick.
How about when you and Joe Franz were talking in the backyard, like way far away from everyone else?
I'm talking
else.
To Franz in the backyard about the movie. It's like a deep, deep conversation. She comes all the way into the back of the woods where we are. Then she bends down by these logs and just starts pissing. And then she goes, she looks up and she goes, don't look. It's like, we were here in the woods first to get away from everybody so we could talk in a normal level.
She pulled her pants down in front
of
my husband.
How old is she, like 15 or something?
She's dumb. That's all she is.
Dumb age. Yeah.
She's 18.
Dude, she must be on like 18 Valiums or something because... Yeah. Oh, my God. It was really bad.
You went out of your way to come over here and piss, and then you say, don't look.
Don't look.
Yeah. That's only a sampling of this dumb shit that came out
it's
of
like
her mouth.
It's like the tip of the iceberg.
All right, let's listen to the new Tiger Army. This song fucking kicks ass. This brand new Tiger Army Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
It burns like a fire.
even the right note.
Yeah,
I guess. Was the new Tiger Army. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, and I was just at Doc McGrogan's last night, and the manager comes up to me and says that there's this new thing that the record labels are doing, and they're going to just random clubs. And when they hear, like, a song come on the radio at the club, like, I can see me holding hands, walking up the street and touching the sand. I can see me, baby. They'll be like, this is our song, and we want money from it. And they'll bill them $500.
No.
And you have to pay it.
Well, you know, they're...
Isn't that bullshit?
They're at the end of their rope. They're trying to get money any way they can.
I would tell them to go fuck themselves. I'd be like, I turn on the FM radio, dickhead. Yeah. A DJ, I'm paying a DJ $1,000 to play this shit.
Yo, you're playing a song on my label and I want money for it.
That's what they're doing.
I've never heard that. Who told you that?
The manager of Doc McGrogan's. He said that they went into Kildare's
what,
and Manny Young.
Label? Some Manny Young label?
No, like official labels.
Name one.
They're probably
like
doing
a law firm representing labels are going into bars, and if they hear...
There's this new R&B song. It's like, oh, whoa, oh, that song. They came in, yee-hoo, woo-hoo. You know that song? They were playing it last night. He said, that's why he started mentioning it. I don't know.
So
it.
I just like you singing.
Yo, wee hoo.
It
are
sucks.
Like,
they should put something for it.
Record labels are so such in bad shape that they're gonna walk up to dudes with T-shirts on, like, we own that logo, $10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're getting to that point.
They're like, yeah. They're like the dust bunny.
You know what, dude? They have such a fucking antique system of doing things that they fucking deserve every bit of
good
it.
Karma coming.
Yeah.
It's karma coming back to bite them in the ass. They rip people off for so long and now...
Well, when Island Records put $10,000 on your bill and it said miscellaneous, and then you go, what the fuck is miscellaneous $10,000? And they're like, well, I don't know, it's miscellaneous. Like, they didn't even know what they were billing you for.
It's so miscellaneous.
Island Records,
we don't even know what it is.
It's just like, you probably kind of owe us 10 extra grand on this $200,000 bill.
No, true story, Island Records a bunch of years ago tried to bill CKY 150 grand twice. And it's just like
you wouldn't catch it?
Yeah, like, I guess we took 150 grand, some kind of advance, and then they tried to say we took it twice. And it's just like, no, the fuck, we didn't. Like, and we had to argue about it. And then it turned up, oh, yeah, it was just a typo. Well, that's a pretty big fucking typo.
You know what? It wasn't a typo. They were just trying to see if you wouldn't catch it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But now people are going to be coming in, and when they hear CKY, they're going to start billing the fucking clubs. I see me holding hands.
Yeah. We brought it. We audited them.
It's all them R&B songs. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. I was balls deep by Wednesday. And on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I chilled on Sunday.
I was balls deep by Wednesday.
Monday, I heard
took her for a drink on
about.
Tuesday. We were over there since my Wednesday.
Matt Cole just thinking of his next fucking record right now.
Oh, dude, I got
Chipper, you should remake that.
I know.
Do a whole day of the week song. Type thing. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the next. I got the GYN.
You can do like the country
rap.
Version. Monday, I took her for a drink on Tuesday, but I was balls deep by Wednesday, and on Thursday,
dude,
Friday, Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
He wrote some fucking country song about, like, my girl talked back, so I kicked her across the ass, I got a little bit of poop on my foot.
Dude. Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds, how would you describe your audience? Who is generally, like, a fan of your style of music?
I don't think anybody really likes me in particular. That's kind of the point. Like, I actually want to make albums to piss off soccer moms for the rest of
Didn't
my
the soccer mom
life.
Come to the CKY show and you opened and she goes, this is a disgrace.
Yeah. And I was like, I was waiting for you to say that.
I think you were singing Jacking Off at Full Speed while crying.
Yeah, good.
Where was that?
Good.
John and Peters.
No, sure.
Yeah. It's like, if people don't like
I'm
hear my
I'm appalled by this.
Yeah.
First thing I do on a couple of stages is like, look, if you don't like my music, I hear they're selling faggot sandwiches down the street. They're buy one, get one free. They take your faggot friend with you. I don't give a shit about you.
Faggot
Fuck
sandwich.
You. I hope I piss off soccer moms for the rest of my fucking life. All because of the Ozzy Osbourne concert. You know who the fuck I'm talking to. Indianapolis,
dude.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he went to an Ozzy concert in Indianapolis. He missed the whole fucking concert because some soccer mom ratted him out because he had weed.
Smoked a fucking... And it was a shitty joint.
So I just hate soccer moms.
I fucking hate you. You made my mom
so
drive 120 miles.
You missed Randy Rhoads when he was still alive, ripping guitar, and you could have seen that, but you didn't.
You could have seen Randy Rhoads.
No shit.
But because of soccer mom, you got
that.
Yep.
Put in a fucking cop car.
Let me tell you, people. Every time I fucking see a soccer ball in the back of your fucking minivan, I want to smash into the back of your fucking car. I don't have a truck big enough that will fucking smash into your stupid fucking minivan that stops me from smoking pot and seeing my fucking guitar here, you fucking dickheads. And all my songs are dedicated to fucked up soccer moms, you bitches.
Yo, Shitbird, have you been to Haynes' new house yet?
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
He lives right on the Brandywine, and they go kayaking all the time. And Buddy Bill stayed up all night with some chick, and then Haynes, they're on a three-person canoe, and Haynes paddling, and Buddy Bill's fucking this girl on the kayak. Oh, his ass is bobbing up on the down, up and down on the fucking Brandywine, and it was really shallow at the time. So Haynes like hitting these rocks, and Buddy Bill's like, "Come on, man, you're hitting all these rocks. You're fucking up my rhythm." And he's like, "Dude, the river's shallow, man. I can't do anything about it.
You're fucking.
Oh, come on, man. Woo.
I'm trying to get balls deep, but it's too shallow. Oh.
You're fucking up my rhythm."
He's kidding. I bet he's probably got mosquito bites all over his
picture just being like a fisherman on the side, and then all of a sudden you just see these two assholes butt fucking on a canoe.
Well, Haynes said that there were kids like tubing and stuff next to them.
It's so muffed up. I would have paid so much to see that scene. Oh, dude, that's something to like. Yeah. Film, like, find a fisherman, like, on the river, and then just film him from far away, like, and they just see this big white ass bobbing up and down on the canoe. Oh, man.
And
I can't believe the girl, like, had the gall to just do that.
She must have been a real prize.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, girls today, their heroes are Paris Hilton and Nicole Rich. Like, you know, like, that's who they have to look up to.
Yeah, they want to do porno and go to rehab.
Yeah. Like, they think it's awesome. They think, like, if you go to do porn, go to rehab, and then go to jail.
Have you ever watched The Simple Life? I couldn't even make it through 2 minutes worth.
Yeah,
It's just them doing jobs and they're miserable doing it. Like,
yeah.
So today we have to rake all this hay, and then they'll film them raking hay. It's like, people rake hay every fucking day. What's the big deal? Just because you're a fucking Hilton, now it's a big deal that you're raking hay? Who cares?
I think you have to smash your head against a hammer a couple times, and then it seems like an awesome show.
God. It's so bad. And then I was flicking channels, and you know the Corey Haim, Corey Feldman.
Oh, dude, I wanted to see that. Dude.
It's horrible, man.
No, you know, like that fight in the kitchen thing, that looked funny.
Some people don't see it, but B and I have done so many TV shows, I see what the producer... I could just tell.
Yeah.
There's this one scene where Corey Feldman's Frenching his wife or girlfriend in the hot tub, and then Corey Haim jumps in the hot tub, and then they're just like... all kind of like they show them close up, but they're French, and then there's like a fisheye on their face. Like, obviously, they know that there's a camera right there. They should have got a long shot, like they think that they're alone. Then it would have worked, but they have a fisheye, and then they pan over and show Corey Haim getting in the pool, and then they're just like, oh, you're getting in the pool too, like. It was, you could tell that the director
so
was like,
scripted.
Why don't you guys just like French in the hot tub, and then, and then Corey Haim, you come in, and then you guys act all pissed off. Like, I could see right through it.
He was Frenching his wife.
Yeah.
Right? Corey.
Corey Feldman.
Wife.
Yeah.
They both got way worse at acting over the years.
I know. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It was
Corey
so bad.
Haim doesn't even look like himself.
No. And,
well,
and the
he
worst
bloated
part
up
was,
to like a zillion pounds once.
Dude. And then, like, he drops his cigarette, and there's like a tiny stain that you could barely even see on the white carpet, and the wife is like flipping out about it. It's like, lady, I've had my house on fucking fire. We had baseball games in my house, and you're whining about a fucking cigarette on the rug? Get over it. Like, I can't believe, like, this is the television of today. That's why I don't even turn it on anymore.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's a fucking hassle.
It's horrible. Like, I'm watching somebody complain about a cigarette stain. Well, here's a cigarette right now. Look. Ooh. It's on the rug. Oh, look, and I'm stomping it out. Oh, there's a medium stain. Who gives a fuck?
Shit, a medium stain.
There's a medium stain. Who gives a shit?
Jack me off at a medium stain.
Remember a medium pace? Adam Sandler.
God, everything pisses me off, dude. It's not just the township. It's pretty much everything.
I hate people,
you know what? Let me just mellow out here.
I think the longer you live, the less tolerant you become of shit like that.
Well, there's a lot of... Dude, most old...
old people that I know are nice people and they have great stories to tell, but Hitler across the street is just a fucking pure bitch, and I need to calm down. This is the kooks.
She's a kook.
Sirius 28 Radio Band Faction.
She wants to go to the seaside. I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. I handle my charm with time and sleight of hand. Do you want to go to the seaside? I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. She handled her charm with time and sleight of hand. Trying to love you any kind of way, but I find it hard to love you, girl, when you're far away. Away. Do you want to go to the seaside? I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go, but I fell in love on the seaside. On the seaside. In the seaside.
Yep.
Still on Pluto Loud, 28 Faction. And now back to Radio Band.
Shit, Bird, what are you doing?
He's taking a shit.
Bird.
Remember when Shipbird mowed Shipbird in the backyard all huge and he kept mowing it, all these airplanes thought it was for them?
Well, dude, if you fucking go on MapQuest maps and zoom in on the satellite, you could see your backyard with Shipbirds written from a fucking satellite
in
space. You can see it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's it is so insane.
What is it, Google Maps?
Yeah, MapQuest, if you type in Bam's house, then it zooms in, and it's a fucking, you can see Shitbird in the lawn.
That's funny.
I'm back, I was petting a cat while I was pooping.
Which cat?
The black one.
Okay.
It's to make sure you wash that cat off.
That's when you know you got a good cat, if he wants to hang out while you're taking a shit.
Seriously, use the cat to wipe your ass.
Hey,
my cat,
those are like
asshole.
Our children.
I know. I would never do that.
Remember when you spray painted "Act Tough and Get Muff" on the bottom of my pool?
I was gonna kill you.
Really? You didn't like that? I thought that was awesome.
Well, weren't you just putting in a new pool anyway?
Yeah, smart.
So.
Yeah, but it was filled for the whole summer. It said "Act Tough, Get Muff."
Did that get you laid?
It was
so
huge.
Awesome. No.
No, it didn't get him laid.
But the helicopters.
What's the point then?
Helicopters would go over and be like, "What?" Like, yeah, man. Tough
kid, oh God! I wish that was on MapQuest. That would have been even fucking better.
Yeah, but then I'd invite like my friends or like my aunt came over one day to go swimming, and they were like, "Oh,
well, dude,
your pool's
that's
nice."
But that's why I do all this shit. Like when the pool cleaning dudes come, like. I want him to see a picture of Osama bin Laden with a 76ers jersey holding a basketball. I love to see their reaction. Like, whoa, does this dude like him or hate him? Why is he holding a basketball? Like, I don't give a shit about Osama bin Laden. I just want to see your reaction when you pull up to my house.
Yeah, well, dude, the best is when you guys were filming Unholy Union, you were, like, auditioning wedding planners. And I was like, hey, my neighbor, who's, like, a friend of ours, is a wedding planner. So I figured maybe I'll bring her by, too. It'll be good. And, you know, like, I didn't know if she was going to bring, like, her mom with her, but, like, they just pull up and there's, like, outside the Hobbit Hole of Bam's house, there's a fucking tree stump that's just carved into a fucking cock. So, like,
kind of
she's just looking around and there's just some wooden fucking penis behind her. She's like, isn't it interesting? Like, just some old, nice old lady, you know? Like,
I love that. That's the best part, man. When the wrong crowd is seeing the wrong thing, that is
the only reason why I do that shit is so Hitler, when she comes and spies on me, she has to look at that shit. Otherwise, I would never have it.
The awkwardness of moments like that is fucking great, dude.
Yeah, man, that seems like Warped Tour 99 and 2000 for CKY. I felt like we were just so fucking out of place and just offending all these people who came to some fucking punk rock show.
Yeah.
And they're all totally offended
and they all
want to
hear
off.
Fucking, like, Puss Rock.
Yeah, it was fucking really gay.
What's wrong with Puss Rock, man?
But it was funny to goddamn piss everybody off, and they're punkers.
Yeah.
Punkers.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a punk tour, but if you do anything punk or anything rock and roll, then you get kicked off.
Dude, cassette tapes are coming back, so I'm going to start.
They are now. Shipper's just found his old fucking cedar box full of cassette tapes.
And his new car has a
I was sad to see a Dishwalla tape.
Dishwalla? I got that to listen to. I can
You know what?
Sade.
He would, like, redeem himself. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck is this Tonic tape doing in here? And then it would be like Jeff Beck and fucking Terry Bozzio. And I'd be like, all right, well, then you redeemed yourself.
And then Duran Duran. So,
it means you stopped buying records in about 93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucked up in 93.
I just didn't want to convert over to CDs.
I'll kill him.
And look, CDs are on their way out because they scratch. Because the very first thing they said was CDs are digital quality and they don't ever scratch. Like, seriously, CDs were just, that was a ploy,
dude,
man.
You know, I'm old enough that I had fucking tapes all over my car, and I miss that you could just throw them the fuck around and nothing would happen.
Right.
You just jam them in your
fucking
tape player.
What I'm saying, I had shit with fucking soda on it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
How about fucking fast forward?
Like CDs,
you have fast forward.
CDs, you have to pinch it, and it's like, oh, I can't scratch it. Like tapes are just like,
you can tell any one of my CDs because they don't play.
Yeah.
This one must be Chad's. Don't fucking play.
It says ERR.
Yeah, I download all my shit for free.
Chad would just come to the back of the bus on tour. We'd be totally watching a movie. He'd be like, what the hell are you guys watching? Take it out. Put in his movie, which was scratched as hell, and then leave.
Well, because I'm trying to educate you guys. You watch the same fucking stupid movies over and over again. You could be getting education, some fucking my movies, dude.
Oh, I could hardly watch a movie twice, even if I really like it.
Yeah, but you're stuck in a fucking tour bus with people you don't want to talk to.
Yeah. I'll watch the Rock Bitch DVD over
I'm
and
going,
over.
I'm
again.
Going on a probably...
Viva La Band
50%
tour?
Of the Viva La Band tour, yeah.
50%?
Yeah, I'll be like from like Myrtle Beach to Texas, and then I'll be at
Beach
the LA show. Then I'll be at like New York, and then
Bam's birthday is at
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Bam Bam's golden birthday is coming up. We'll be in Myrtle Beach.
Beach.
You're 28 on the 28th, Bam Bam.
I'm 28 on the 28th.
Uh-oh. Too bad we're not celebrating.
Yeah, I don't celebrate my birthday.
Hasn't celebrated mine for 2 years in a row.
You better avoid that show.
I was drunk.
You best avoid. Man, that's a good excuse.
That's why I didn't do it. No, you were pissing me off there, too.
Even Chad wrote to me happy birthday on my birthday.
Ooh. What does that mean, even Chad? Like Chad wouldn't
have. No, I was just saying, like, my husband should have said happy birthday. Like, Chad wasn't here that day. He was home.
Yeah, but if he starts saying happy birthdays, then he's going to have to do it forever. It's just
exactly.
Get used to just not
fuck that.
It.
I'll rather take you out to Mancini wine dinner.
Yeah, you know, you got to make little trades here and there. Maybe your birthday's every day.
Yeah, you got 364 other days. You can fucking have a good time.
I usually
make sure my birthday sucks, so I'm positive I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's just gonna suck on that day, and then every other day is way better.
When is your birthday?
April 24th.
Oh, shit, I didn't know you were close to me.
Close to Mike? You're close to Mike?
I'm a Taurus. What are you?
Aries.
Oh, wow.
My mom's a Taurus.
He's April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I was born on
April Fool's. Oh, you were born on April Fool's. You were one big joke, dude.
I feel like it
sometimes.
That's
so fitting.
It's hard to get up in the morning and you're like, I'm a fucking joke.
I'm a fool.
Hey, you're my fucking joke, ass.
Does that mean your birthday is really like October 10th or something? You've just been fucking with us this whole time, or what?
I squirted it out on April 1st and...
That's fucking mean.
That's the wrong fucking word to use.
I'm sure it wasn't pretty.
Born on April 1st, dude, with Tom Cruise.
Oh, really? Fuck.
It's a story about you, though.
It just keeps getting worse, man.
Tom Cruise. He has bitch tits right now.
Really? Yeah, we have that camera set up in his house. Look at him.
You know how he's married to what's-her-face?
Katie Holmes.
Well... Do you think she ever thinks, like, when I was born, he was married to Mimi Rogers? You know, that old chick that was in Austin Powers?
Really? He'd rather be married to John Holmes.
There's this porn, well, she's not a star yet, but she wanted to start doing porn, and she called herself K.T. Holmes. Like, K and then a T and then Holmes. And they sued her because they didn't want to be like, they didn't want to have her recognized to be related with Katie Holmes.
You ever heard of that Mary Carey girl?
But you know what that did, though?
Like,
all that did was make people be like, oh, there's a porn star named Katie Holmes? Well, let's look her up in the internet. Oh, she's pretty hot. She got way more famous by doing that, by having...
Any press is good press.
Oh, it's true.
It really is true.
All press is good press.
Mm-hmm. If you got arrested for running naked down the street... And
especially in my case, I got caught with fucking brass knuckles at LAX. And everybody's like, oh, you're going down in flames. Yeah, right. I'm on Jackass, dickhead.
Yep.
Steve-O called me up. He's like, I'm so jealous of you right now. You're in every fucking newspaper. I'm jealous. I try my hardest. I try my hardest to get in trouble like that.
I remember being in Germany when the whole Don Vito thing, which he just got out of, by the way, today.
Good.
Yeah. But,
thank God.
Yeah, and he was right.
Yeah, well...
Well, that's all except for
he got tested positive with all these pills and stuff. So
yeah,
he might have to do 3 months or something, but at least it's better than dude. That was such a stupid case. The whole
it's
dude,
just
all of Colorado
money,
is just
dude.
A yeah.
Yeah.
What is a lawsuit? Money. Yeah. What else could it possibly be? You know what I mean? Like, well, I don't want any money out of the deal. I just want. To be proved right. Yeah, right. Every single lawsuit in the world is about money. Mm-hmm. And I love how they say that it isn't.
Yeah.
I slipped on a grape at the supermarket and I don't want money. I just want to be safe while I'm around. All right, well, we'll try to make it safer. All right, well, I want like, you know, $200,000 over this. I thought you said you didn't want money. Well, my back hurts real bad.
Take your fucking 200 grand and spend it on people inspecting supermarkets to make sure that
well,
they're...
A lot
that,
of people don't
want to
work, you know, so that's
nobody
probably the main
nobody
main
wants
thing.
To fucking work, dude.
Yeah. All lawsuits are about money. That's it.
Yep.
And the best part is when people are like, I was in the background of one of your movies and people recognize me all over the place and I can't live my life properly anymore. Bullshit! You just want money, faggot!
Yep.
And you're
I see right through it.
And if a judge doesn't see right through that, then he should be not a judge.
Yeah. But, and the judge is just like their opinion on your personality. That's all it really is. Yeah. You know, like, it could be a creep judge or a nice judge. It all depends on if your personality gets along with his personality. Yep. And if it doesn't, then you're fucked.
So many fucking
I don't have to
loopholes.
Say a thing and fucking judges hate me instantly.
I mean, suppose there's a 65-year-old judge and his opinion doesn't match up with yours. But now this 30-year-old judge now sees where I'm coming from and sees, you know, if I had a 30-year-old judge, we would connect and we'd get along. But, you know, some like old 60-year-old dude... Who, like, doesn't believe in my beliefs and all this stuff, like, I'll go down just because he doesn't believe what I'm doing is proper.
We could lock ourselves
meanwhile,
up.
Meanwhile, I'm making the whole fucking world laugh by getting in a shopping cart and getting pushed full speed into a curb, but there, you know, a 60-year-old judge will be like, well, that's just silly. Yeah, but I just made the whole world laugh because it's so silly and it doesn't make sense.
What do you think? I was trying to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends on
like, was I trying to accomplish something? Like, no. I was doing it. Yeah, it's pure entertainment. It is stupid. I admit it. It's dumb. It's so dumb that you laugh about it.
Yep. If that judge didn't get laid, you're going down a little harder that day, too. Guaranteed. Oh, he's grumpy. He's pissed off. His crimpet wasn't prepared exactly right.
Dude, I bet you Hitler across the street hasn't got laid in 10 years, dude. And that's why she's so goddamn fucking miserable.
Pissed, man.
Let's play the new hymn for her. This is brand new hymn.
This is the second hymn track at this show.
Track three. It's called "Kiss of Dawn."
Is it really? We've already played one.
Kiss of Dawn. Yeah, but that was an old hymn. I want to hear a new hymn now. Let's find out what we like better: old hymn or new hymn.
It sounded new.
This is for the bitch across the street.
Fuck you, Your Honor.
Send her a mail whore.
Serious 28 facts.
Let's do it.
The news you won't get anywhere else.
Oh, there's a pretty smile.
You gonna make it?
Yeah, too much chicken.
From Los Angeles, it's Tully and another faction of...
We can put to bed those rumors of Anthrax adding Slipknot and Stone Sour lead singer Corey Taylor to their lineup. As recently as 3 weeks ago, Anthrax guitarist Scott Ian told Faction exclusively that Taylor's participation on a forthcoming Anthrax album was still on the table, but now, due to scheduling conflicts with Taylor's other groups, Anthrax is said to be currently looking for a new singer to join the fold, although this is not yet Check. 1, 2.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
The news you won't get anywhere else.
Oh, there's a big smile. Are you gonna make it?
Yeah, too much chicken.
From Los Angeles, it's Tony and another faction of...
Although thrash metal overlord Slayer enjoyed significant chart success with the latest CD, Christ Illusion, Slayer frontman Tom Araya says the band's next CD may be their last, telling a newspaper, quote, "There have been remarks made about seeing an old man headbang, and I have to agree. It's actually pretty strenuous. That's why I don't see it going any further than a certain point in time. We have one more record to do, which is our deal with Rick Rubin. Then we'll have to sit down and discuss the future. But I can't really see myself doing this at a later age," end quote. Tom Araya speaking on the subject of his band Slayer possibly calling it a career. Get a faction update at 28 minutes past the hour every hour. I'm Tully in Hollywood for Sirius 28 Faction.
Have no fear.
That shit version.
I like that shit. Good.
You just shut my mic off.
Shut you. I just turned you back on.
Dude, you know what? What you said one time about people that have their mouth open and they don't realize it? They're fucking dumb, dude. I was behind some guy driving.
I know a guy that's like that.
Like, if you don't know if your mouth is open, you're fucking dumb.
Dude. Just open your mouth and chill. You look dumb.
He kind of does.
He always has his mouth open.
But yo,
I know something worse than that, though. The worst is a guy with a fucking mouth open and an overbite.
Yeah.
So their jaw is just like...
that's an underbite.
Well, dude, me and Chad used to know some dude. We used to know a guy with a fucking underbite or overbite or whatever the fuck it was. And you'd be talking to him, and he'd be looking at you with this fucking
Jess, you have a foul mouth.
Yeah.
Well, I use fuck. Like fuck is a comma.
It makes you sound uneducated.
It's a comma?
Because every time you say fuck, it means you're thinking about what you're going to say next, so you're trying to fill up your sentence
it's
by saying fuck to
or
think.
We're
it's
trying
comma.
To well try to lose it
we're trying to impress 15 year olds
yeah.
They like it.
Yeah, fuck is cool, dude.
Yeah, fuck the world.
No, it's cool when you use it in moderation.
Dude, if you go to a rock concert and they don't say the word motherfuckers through the
then
microphone,
they suck.
They suck.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You gotta hear the word motherfuckers.
Yeah, but when
concert.
You use fuck in one sentence,
on
three times,
it's a comma to me.
I'm guilty.
Like,
lose
it. Like,
sometimes there's nothing better to say. I mean, it's kind of like smirk. You know how they use that word like totally for everything?
Smirk
for everything?
Instead of a fuck.
Yeah, Smurf the courthouse August 7th.
Dude, the Smurfing Township is pissing me off. Yeah. Dude, I can't wait to go to Smurfing Court.
Smurf
it's gonna be so Smurfing fun.
Yeah.
Smurf you, Your Honor.
What should we call Smurf over there? Like
you could have said Smurf you, Your Honor, and probably not got in trouble. That's
man. And the sad thing is, I'm friends with like half the judges in Westchester, and I'm probably going to get one that I'm not friends with yet.
Yeah, that's like a coin toss at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to get?
Let's buy one.
You can choose that. Featuring sure Twista, Rapid
yeah,
really
I
want
a blowjob.
Lil Zane,
Happens
yeah,
every day.
Yeah,
go to the most
here
expensive
and there, that was Let's Go.
Town.
A few songs
song.
Back. Ministry
go
featuring Jimmy Hayes and the Buttholes, Surfers with Jesus, Felt My Hot Rod. A song that was apparently recorded in one drum in the evening. Both those guys had long, storied careers, ministry, and Jimmy.
No shit.
And that's what people are reminded of. One time they got wasted.
A lot more deals have gotten
really?
Done.
Is that where you started?
All that rich dudes want to do is meet you and find out what you're all about. And as soon as you play a game
Daddy,
of golf, that's like a good
Twista,
4 hours of getting
really
to know somebody. And at the end of the day, you're going to get what you want, unless
here,
you have a
there,
sucky personality.
Cool.
You know
songs back.
Me off, though?
Ministry featuring Jimmy Hayes, the Butthole Surfers, with Jesus Felt My Hot Rod. A song that was apparently recorded in one drunken evening. Funny, both those guys... Had long
lies,
storied careers,
we,
ministry, and yeah, Gibby. And that's what people are going to remind of. One time they got wasted.
My dad said that I'm allowed to get caught with weed. Yeah.
I knew this one girl that got seriously fucking 8 DUIs.
Trick Daddy,
nothing
featuring Twista, rapping really fast, and
like,
Lil Jon saying,
"Welcome to the world."
Yeah, here and there.
So
that was Let's Go.
Ridiculous.
A few songs back, it was Ministry featuring
free.
Gibby
Hayes,
the Butthole Surfers with Jesus Felt My Hot Rod. It's funny, both those guys, Ministry and Butthole Surfers,
have
long, influential careers, but that's
tomorrow,
the song
everybody
keep
on
remembering
for.
One night they got
shit
faced wasted.
Basically, what
are
you
all doing?
Shit faced wasted. Basically, and being able to do what you want. If you guys don't want to be able to podcast from your house, this is where it starts.
Is,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this is fucking where
well,
it gets you. If you can't
if
film a fuck, if you can't edit a movie
rears,
on your Final Cut Pro,
yeah.
What the fuck?
If I paid $2 million for 14 acres and I can't fucking film on it, suck my dick because I'm going to film anyway.
What the hell did you pay for then?
Right. What'd I pay for? To live in communism?
You may as well live in Philly and try to film on your little front yard that's about 6 by 6. Isn't every porno movie filmed at somebody's house?
Right.
Featuring
you
Twista rapping really fast.
And they're never
going to
find out where,
saying,
so they get away with
yeah,
it all the
yeah,
long day.
Here and there, that was Let's Go. A few songs back, it was Ministry featuring Gibby Hayes and the Butthole Surfers with Jesus Felt My Hot Rod. It's funny. Both those guys, Ministry and Butthole Surfers, have long, influential careers, but that's the song people remember more. One night they got shit-faced wasted.
Nothing.
It's way too sometimes.
No, but they're singling me out, dude.
It's this specific township is a little
crazy. Just me. That's it.
That's fucked up.
And it's because Hitler across the street. I hate her guts, dude. She needs to learn how to love life and quit being
is
such a bitchy
gonna be
fucking
tomorrow?
Person. I hope so.
She's going to have to be.
I'm
going to
tell her that
one.
She's a bitchy person. I hope she even listens to this shit.
Tell her she's Smurfy, dude.
Wait, you're a Smurfy bitch.
You're a Smurfy bitch.
I better not have Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Judge Judy would probably see it. Yeah, she might get back.
We've gotten all kinds of email requests for Clutch that's one of Bam's bands, and you know, we get a lot of emails from bands. Bam suggests you want just like anything. Bam suggests, you know,
start hitting on her.
Well, you know? I mean, we'll go golfing with her first. Yeah.
Find Hitler across the street. Just follow her to the supermarket and just start hitting on her because she needs to get laid, dude.
And then she'll just have a dude hit on her and bang her a couple times, and then she'll just go away.
Well, fucking see, maybe she'll be there tomorrow, you know, on the opposite side of the fence. And everybody else should come out tomorrow. Ming Hag's premiere and... Bam rally over at the Westchester.
Yeah, it's at nine in the morning, so wake up early.
Westchester Historical Society.
Yeah, and then after that, we're gonna have a 5 o'clock premiere and then a 7:30 premiere.
I mean, you could sleep out, you know, the night before if you feel like it. That's probably pretty cool. So
that's probably pretty.
I love sleeping, dude.
No, dude. I've met a few kids who slept out at CKY shows, and I bought them hoagies, man.
Huggies.
Yeah. Huggies, though.
I thought you bought them Huggies so they could shit
Jess
their ass
is the only
the
one
tent.
Buying Huggies.
You bought them Huggies so they could shit their ass in the tent.
Jess is the only one here buying Huggies.
There's nowhere to shit, man. I need some Huggies.
I know you don't want to lose your place in line here, so I bought you some Huggies.
I never thought about that, but fucking Huggies on the road might work, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The worst thing about touring is not being able to shit like when you want.
We are not shitting
so
in diapers.
If you just shit on the fucking diapers, dude.
Dude, that's great.
I could totally imagine Darren doing it.
Shitting in the bunk bed.
Yeah. Shitting in a diaper, dude.
Shitting in a diaper in the bunk bed would be so disgusting.
Just think if you had Huggies on, you could be in that bunk on the bus for hours.
Dude,
the only reason I get out of there is because I
will it handle. Will it handle like a fucking adult size shit?
You know what would be a good skit, dude? Just putting on Huggies and taking a minging ass shit and seeing how long you could last. Like have an official contest, like, fuck, man, like, I'm about to give up, man. It's been 2 days now. I can't sleep with the shit in my ass anymore, man.
Yeah, you're gonna cry. You're like, wow.
Dude, like, get five of your buddies to make a bet, like a $500 bet to see, and have a big pot, and whoever wins the big pot gets like $3,000.
I couldn't sleep in my own shit for
teach you how to be a better parent, or leave kids are suffering.
I'd be out. I'd be like, about 10 minutes after it hit my pant, I'd be like, oh. Oh, I think you gotta just chill.
I'm getting grossed out.
Once it cools down, you get used to the heat, and then like it starts cooling down, and then it just turns into like some type of fucking cold mud.
Like you'd probably get some like weird shit rash on your ass.
Yeah, you have to go to the hospital and be like, look what I did, doc. Yeah.
All right, it's time to go.
Yeah,
let's listen to Hello Goodbye because it's time to go.
On that note.
Goodbye, fellas.
Hey, where are we going with this track, dude?
Track one, dude.
Where is this band from?
Jimmy Pop remixed it, but this is the unremixed one. Let's check it out.
Rock and Roll Series 28 Radio Band Faction.
You got me near to my arm on. But there is always some resistance. radio band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Blah!
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
What?